All right, as you're heading back to your seats, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning, everybody. So good to see you. Hudson has a medal on. What'd you get your medal for? Cub Scouts. How fun. Awesome. Congratulations. I bet you worked hard to get that medal. That's nice. Well, good morning, everybody. Wow, everybody came out in the cold. I'm so happy. Okay. Oh, how many of you had to cover your plants before the big freeze so that they wouldn't die? Yeah. And did it work? I mean, did y'all? Yeah, Miss Heather went out there with towels and it looks like everything died underneath it. Anyway, I don't think the towel system worked. So, yeah, sometimes, how did you feel when you saw that some of your plants may have died? What was that? You brought most of them inside. That was smart. Very smart. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. You have these beautiful flowers, beautiful, you know, shrubs, whatever. And then after the big freeze, they can look kind of dead, right? You can probably cut them back and the perennials will come back. Yeah, we need a greenhouse or something. But yeah, it just reminds me of today's scripture in Isaiah 40, how we, without God, things wither, things die away, but God's love never dies and his promises never die. So through God, we have hope, and we know that he's always going to be there for us, and so that's something that we can always rely on, and that can give us peace in our heart so we don't have to worry about things, right? Okay, let's say a prayer, and then we're going to go to Children's Church. Okay, hands together, and we're going to close our eyes. Good job, Ann Clark. You got this. Dear God, thank you for the beauty of plants, and for the beautiful weather, but mostly for your love and Jesus, and knowing that through you, all is going to be good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go meet Miss Amy and Kyle at the back.